Prayer to Remember, God Makes Everything Beautiful, by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time, Ecclesiastes 3:11. Everything is beautiful in its time. I can remember a time when a verse like this would cause much frustration. I would read this verse in a time of despair and think, Lord, how could you make this beautiful? How could a moment of loss, tragedy, or abandonment ever be seen in a positive light? This was especially true a few years ago. In 2017, it felt like everything was falling apart. My father-in-law had passed away, my church friends had all become foes, and my husband was battling chronic illness. During all this, I was pregnant. Although that was a joyous occasion, birthing something new amidst a sea of pain was not an enjoyable experience. Yet I could not help but remind myself, one day the Lord will make this beautiful. One day the Lord would show His glory through it all. I believe this feeling was also shared by the lame man in John 5. Though this man remains nameless, the Bible says he'd been in a paralyzed condition for 38 years. In John 5, 1 through 5, we see a man who was desperate to be healed. It's believed that the very place he laid at the Sheep Gate pool would be where angels would come at certain times, stir up the waters, and bring healing. All that was required was to be first in the water. So for many years, the man was strategically placed to be set free from his condition. Unfortunately, time and time again, he was overlooked, stepped over, and never able to be the first in the pool. In just reading the words found in John, we can feel the agony and frustration he must have felt. I'm certain that he would wrestle with the phrase, "He makes everything beautiful." Sometimes disappointment can make us doubt God's great plan. And I'm so happy that the story doesn't end here. Let's read John 5, 6 through 9. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well. He took up his bed and walked. In an instant, with a single sentence, Jesus changed the trajectory of his life. He went from one who was in desperate need to one who was fully healed. His life has become a testimony for many who had ignored him and tossed him aside for their own gain. God truly made it all beautiful in his time. He was a living, breathing, walking testimony of God's goodness. Today, I want to encourage you with the words we find in Ecclesiastes 3:11. He makes all things beautiful. You may feel disappointed or discouraged right now. You may not understand why things have unfolded the way they have in your life. Yet here's what we know to be true. We serve a God who loves His children. He sees all, and He knows all. He is all-powerful, and He has not forgotten you. In 2017, I experienced this as the Lord brought complete healing to my husband, rectified our ministry woes, and allowed us to birth a beautiful baby girl named Heavenly Joy. And for the man we find in John 5, we see that his 38 years of pain have turned into a testimony that over 2,000 years later, we can still rejoice about. God truly does turn things around. Let us not grow weary in the wait. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your limitless wisdom. I thank you for writing my story. Although I may not always understand why things are happening, you do. You go before me and keep me, even in my darkest hours. I thank you for using my moments of sadness as a starting point for a miracle to take place. Help me to embrace your process for me. Thank you, Lord, that you make all broken things new and beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.